Lot, bro, join push for Baker Schultz CO2 dividend plan, read by an automated voice by Rich Hydorn Jr. Former Senate Majority Leader Trent Lott and former Senator John Breaux have joined a new organization to build political support for the carbon dividend proposal offered last year by Republican Party elders James A. Baker III and George P. Schultz. Lott Bipartisan Policy Center. Lott and Breaux are co-chairing the Advisory Board of Americans for Carbon Dividends, which announced itself Wednesday with financial backing from Exelon, First Solar and the American Wind Energy Association, along with a poll it said shows wide bipartisan support for the Baker-Schultz proposal. Baker and Schultz Climate Leadership Council, formed last year, proposed a carbon fee of $43 per ton starting in 2021 that would return the funds to Americans as monthly dividends. Backers say the plan would provide net payments to 70% of Americans while reducing emissions more than the U.S. commitment under the Paris Agreement. Escalating the fee by 3-6% per year would reduce carbon emissions by 34-36% from 2005 levels by 2025, they say, and eliminate the need for existing carbon regulations such as the Clean Power Plan. A carbon fee beginning at $43 per ton in 2021 and escalating at 4% annually would reduce emissions by 32% from 2005 levels. Climate Leadership Council. This is the inevitable climate solution and the most likely to lead to a grand bipartisan climate compromise, said Hill Plus Knowlton Strategies Managing Director Richard Kyle, the newly formed group spokesman in a press conference Wednesday. Kyle noted that former Federal Reserve Chairs Ben Bernanke and Janet Yellen and former EPA Administrator Christine Todd Whitman have signed on to the plan as founders of the CLC. Kyle said the new group was formed to signal the move to an inside-the-beltway strategy after the CLC spent last year on policy development and working outside the beltway. Bro Squire Patton Boggs. Bro acknowledged Congress is unlikely to embrace the plan anytime soon. This is an educational program that we're embarking upon, which means we will be talking to leaders in the Congress in both parties. This is not a sprint. It's going to be a marathon. I think that both parties are desperate to find something that they can agree on, he added. I took quite some time to look at this issue and think about it, Lott said. I am convinced this is the solution that we have been looking for as a country and, frankly, in the world. Ted Halstead, CEO of the Carbon Dividends Group and the CLC, said Republicans' views on climate change have shifted over the last 5 years. There's no real differences numerically between where younger Republicans and younger Democrats are on this. I don't want to overstate it because I don't have a side-by-side comparison of numbers to do this, but it at least in general reminds me about how attitudes within the Republican Party shifted on issues like gay marriage over the last 10 years. The next generation of Republicans thinks about these and other things differently than some of their older peers. The group released a poll showing 81% of likely voters, including 71% of moderate Republicans and 58% of conservative Republicans, agree the government should act to limit carbon emissions. It said the tax and rebate strategy is favored by a 2-to-1 margin overall. Members of Congress pay attention to polls, Bro said. In addition to bringing on Hill Plus Knowlton to handle communications, Americans for Carbon Dividends has hired Squire Patton Boggs, where Lott and Bro are senior counsels, as lobbyist and Margaret Lauterbach, an ally of Rick Perry and House Majority Leader Kevin McCarthy, to lead fundraising. Political consultant Mark McKinnon, a former advisor to Senator John McCain and former President George W. Bush, and Joe Lockhart, White House Press Secretary under President Bill Clinton, have signed on as senior advisors. Former Bush aide Karen Hughes is of counsel.